The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with my colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner as well, and Craig Montana running the studio for us, this morning. And we're watching all the things on tickers and timers and all these different things going on. Bottom line is, how are you doing?
Yeah, that's it. You can see a lot of things on the news and the newspapers and the TV, but it's like, what's affecting you in your life?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it really means something.
Well, and that's why we try to give some emphasis on how do you ride through this?
Mm-hmm.
How do you ride through this and come out the other side of all of these things that are going on, no matter who wins elections, no matter what the market does on one day versus another, all of these different things. How are you doing? Have you got your ducks in a row, financially speaking? People you care about, including yourself, hopefully, they're all taken care of. You're taking steps, no matter what, to see that you've got some safety in your life.
Yeah, some things you need to look at, some things you need to, what should we be doing? You know, right now, life is just, we want to get on with life here and get back going again. But what are some things we need to be aware of? And what are some of these things you hear about on the news? How do they impact you? And is that something you should be aware of? Or
how do you react to it?
Correct.
I mean, it's hard not to be aware of every pundit out there giving their opinions. And now we're in political season, of course, with elections coming up. And so you have members of Congress and Senate and local offices and statewide offices, et cetera, all of these folks are out there giving their opinions.
That's many multiple divergent opinions out there.
Well, a lot of inputs, right?
Yes.
A lot of information. So this morning, we'll make our attempt to narrow down what things really do impact you financially, economically, in this environment. And then we'll look at some different ways to maybe shore up what you do have, protect a little bit, different ideas on that. And, of course, we always welcome your questions, because if you're interested or concerned about something in particular, we would love to weigh in on that.
Yeah, because there's a lot more people out there than, I mean, we'll do things that look for Texas, but then all for our listeners that are in the other, we're up to 19 states now that we do business in, that listen to us. Some of these things don't necessarily hit you directly, but then some of them, I notice here one on California, looks pretty nasty, California, New Jersey, for you listeners there. But
and those people, many of them in those states are heading to Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, where we don't have some of those egregious legislative things going on.
Yeah. So also because we know there's quite a few listeners out there, and you guys don't always call in, but don't be afraid. You can call in during the breaks, and your voice won't be on the air then. But you got to ask your question kind of quickly because the breaks aren't real long. And then we can discuss it on the air.
Yeah, we don't discuss you or anything right. That's going to make you recognizable, but we do have questions probably very often like the one you have in your mind right now. Mm-hmm. So do call us. We will tackle your question anytime during the program, but certainly as we're going into a break, if you want to be able to gab with us a little bit while the commercials are on and let us know what you really want to find out about, that's terrific. So here's the number to do that. No one else will hear you if you call right now, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
SciFair Tire is now in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. SciFair Tire specializes in quality name brand tires for your car, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicles. Need new tires but don't have the cash? SciFair Tire is now offering 90 days same as cash financing. They can finance any tire purchase, whether for your car, tractor, or commercial vehicle, and as easy as 1, 2, 3, and only takes a few minutes. When you need tires, choose SciFair Tire. Just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham.
Houston Astros fans, baseball is back. Astros baseball has returned to KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Don't miss a single game as the Astros make another run for the pennant.
Bregman sends one high, deep left field. This ball is gone.
Houston Astros baseball on KWHI, brought to you by Apple Ford, DDM Pipe and Steel, Las Americas, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wingstop, Brenham National Bank, SFS, Schulte Farm Services, Mattress Guys, and Bank of Brenham.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, and you got two certified financial planners in the studio, yours truly, Tony Navarre, and Doug Neal as well. And we're looking at the economy. There are so many things every single day.
Yeah.
There's something.
And what does it mean for you?
Yeah, that's really the bottom line, and it's awfully hard to tell with all this info. And let's look a little bit first, Doug, at the current economic environment and things that actually impact ordinary individuals.
Yeah, the one thing that I got here from a Department of Labor, U.S. Bureau of Labor Studies, they're saying plan for some price increases because inflation's going to come. The Consumer Price Index, that's what they judge a lot of things on. Sometimes it's Social Security pay raise, all those kind of things. Over the last 10 years, the Consumer Price Index, this is as of August 31 of this year, is up 19%. So that means whatever cost 10 years ago is 19% more now, and it's up 50% over 20 years ago. So it's exponentially kind of growing. And it's up 98% over the last 30 years. So the Consumer Price Index is rising, and the Bureau Department of Labor expects it to continue to rise, meaning things are going to get more costly. So that might mean to you that if you need to buy a new washer dryer now, or something you're going to hang on to, a big ticket item, because interest rates are really low.
Yeah, you can finance things very well.
And if you, you know, if you can finance things for 3 or 4%, you can earn that much in some of your investments. And so not give up your principal, but get something that's longer term, you know, carpet, new flooring, whatever you're going to do, it might be a better time to do it sooner than later.
And that goes for other big ticket items, especially like look at car loans.
Yes.
Financing a vehicle right now, even commercial vehicles, all of these things are so much lower. Homes, apartment buildings, investment property, or your own residence.
Yes.
If you're wanting to refinance from a higher interest rate loan, mortgage, down to something that's got rates like we're seeing now, which is 3% or less in many cases.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, many cases. And also, apparently, right now people are saving more and hanging on to their funds and being able to pay their bills because one, you can't go anywhere. Spend your money.
Yeah. You're doing less stuff.
Yeah. Because right now, I was also looking here at the Adam Data Solutions source. Lenders repossessed for the month of August, last month, only 2,035 homes. Now, if it's one of yours, that's kind of bad. But 2,035 versus back in 2010, they foreclosed on, in just the month of August, 102,000 homes.
Oh, wow.
You know, 2,000 homes to 102,000. So you're feeling pretty good now. You got some cash flow. Don't go too far into debt because inflation's coming. We had that. We had a firm agency-wide meeting yesterday on Zoom, which was kind of neat. And it's good that we all get together and we're sharing ideas and stuff. And it's kind of like, yeah, inflation's coming. So you might want to try and get your ducks in a row, pay your debt down, buy some things at low interest rates. Those are some things you may want to get going. And that's all predicated on you have an income stream coming in, a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your job's pretty secure, try and get these other things under control. Get your debt load down and go. And if you got a job with benefits, be very thankful. Because this is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics also. For every dollar spent for wages and salaries in the private sector, and this is as of June of this year, your employer spends an additional 45 cents on benefits. So you get a dollar, the employer spends an additional 45 cents on you for your benefits. So, I mean, that can include paid leave, insurance, retirement plans, things like that. So be nicer to your employer if you got good benefits.
Well, you know, every job hopefully is more than just whatever your salary is.
Right.
It's the employee benefits. And many times we choose an employer to work for because of those benefits. Yeah. Sometimes that's as important, if not more so, for some people to have the benefit part of the package. That's a really strong benefit situation than it is to have an extra buck an hour or something in pay.
That extra dollar an hour or $1.50 an hour doesn't make up for maybe some of the benefits. I know we've had in the last month or two a couple conversations with people thinking they wanted to retire, but they needed the medical benefit, and there's like 62 or 63. You can't get Medicare till you're 65. So what do?
You work longer.
Yeah, you work longer.
If you can, right?
That's the thing.
Going to be that solution unless you have, for instance, some property you can sell. You've got bidders for it, like some of the property out in the country areas. They're going like hotcakes, and the prices are up, and people just are streaming in from metropolitan areas and wanting to live more in the country, and real estate is hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, so that's another thing to be aware of. Maybe it's a good time to start selling your property. I know homes are in our... Where we live, it's 3,500 acres development, and the house doesn't last very long when it goes up for sale.
Yeah.
Because people want to come out to the country. And that's maybe it's time to sell and downsize. You know, if you're in that rate.
Yeah, if you've been thinking about it, if that's a even if it's a year or two off before you're going to retire and downsize, and you were holding off thinking you might want to wait until you're closer to retiring, you may be giving up some big profit on that property. I have friends who just did that in the Belleville area of Texas, and they weren't thinking about selling their place out in the country for another year or two, and then they saw that their neighbors were selling and we're getting huge prices. And so now they've changed their game plan and they're going to downsize a little sooner because they can now buy something that's pretty nice for low interest rates.
Yeah, the low interest rates make a big difference.
And any extra money that they're getting from their now more elevated price for their current property, maybe you can pay the mortgage down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a lower loan. You're paying less for your loan. Or maybe you're even paying cash, depending on what you're looking at. So, again, so many ideas, and we're seeing it all working right now.
Yeah, I saw, and because of this COVID virus, people have looked at how they do things differently. Had some neighbors down the street. I saw their house up for sale. I said, why are you selling your home? I said, well, we spent so much time at our vacation home in the Austin area that we decided, why do we need to live here when we can spend all our time there? And so they put their house up for sale, and it sold within like 4 weeks.
Yeah. I have a friend that, I mean, it did. Her house got an offer in 10 days, and there it went.
Yep. So that might be something to consider now. And then because the next question is, because I had this one too, with somebody's putting their house up for sale. On our next home, we're going to downsize. We could pay cash for it with the profit that we make on the sale of the first home, but should we? That's a question. Should we pay it off? And there's pros and cons for both of those, and we get that question quite a bit.
Well, and again, this is revolving around so many other ancillary things besides, well, should we make this big profit on our house and then sell it and then move or downsize or whatever? There are so many other things. Where are you? At what point in your life? What things really matter to you as far as your family unit, your kids or your grandkids, proximity to things that you need? Maybe you need to be closer to a larger medical center. There are all of these things that go into this calculation of emotional as well as financial concerns.
Yeah, and that's what a financial planner helps you do, your financial advisor. That's why it's good to have a relationship with somebody like us so you can get some different viewpoints because you only do this maybe once or twice in your life. We do it kind of monthly. And especially as our group that we got together, we probably do it weekly. Somebody in the group does it weekly.
At least one of us or two of us in the group are working on something like that.
Right. I had a client that's selling their home and moving to a different state because they want to be closer to the grandkids. That happens a lot. And so they're going to make a really good profit. Their house is paid for and the land's paid for. They're going to sell it and they're going to make a good profit. Question is, do we pay cash for the next place or... Basically, it's kind of like put down at least 20, borrow the money because you can borrow it at 3% for them and put down at least 20%, because then you don't have to pay that PMI insurance, which doesn't benefit you at all. And then keep the other monies in a safe, stable position so that you can pay off the house. Because once you get there to the new state, is that going to be the place you want to stay? So I'm thinking, you know, you might want to rent a year. Find a place and rent it. See if that's what neighborhood you want to be in, what house. Is that really the place you want to be?
Yeah. Is that area really what you thought
right.
it was going to be?
And if you find a good deal on a home, you could buy it, but you only got 20% into it, and you're paying it with cheap money. In the meantime, your other funds are probably earning what you're paying on the house mortgage, but you still have your funds, and you can always pay it off. So there's some options there.
Well, and I think that this speaks to an issue as well, and we've talked quite a bit with people about this very topic, which is, you know, if you're looking at investments and not just where you're living, but your, let's say your 401k, IRAs, whatever you've got, brokerage accounts, et cetera, the real situation right now is it's risk and not volatility. It's really your worst enemy. It is risk. Volatility can go up and down and all around.
And it does.
Still,
it's going to.
Sure. And especially right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's always going to happen. But the actual risk that you have in your portfolio is what you need to be looking at. You know, how risky are the things in general and specifically that I am invested in at this point? And what is the potential impact as far as risk? Because remember, many of us we're all coming off of one of the longest bull markets.
Yeah, in history.
Yeah.
If
not the longest.
Okay. To give you an example of risk, there was one investment that we had. It was an investment that you pooled your funds in and bought real estate buildings, office buildings. That thing dropped about 80% because of this virus, because the office buildings are emptying out because companies are finding out they don't need two or three floors of an office building to do business. You can do that from home. It's easier to pay for computers and internet than it is for office space. And so the value of these buildings and the rent that's coming off of them dropped like a rock. And so now that investment dropped like a rock. And that's a risk because now you maybe had $20,000 in that fund and now it's maybe worth $5,000. And it's not kicking off your $500 a month. It's only kicking off $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the risk factor.
Well, and you have to say, okay, you know, how much of that in the first place,
right.
You would even want to do anything with. But the second thing is, you know, how do we find yield?
We had a long discussion on that yesterday.
Yeah, so we're going to share a little of that with you today as well. But we'll talk about, you know, deleveraging risk out of your portfolio and the search for yield. Where is it?
Yeah.
How much risk do you have to take to get more on your money?
We had like, what, 9 or 10 people yesterday trying to figure out where can we get some yield and then also the different risk factors?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get it, but how risky do you want to be?
And risk isn't just what you're particularly invested in, like you're talking about the real estate thing. But it also is how long do you have to tie up your money?
Yeah, that's right.
To get a certain return, right? So, and what do I get in return if I'm giving you my money for 5 years or 7 years or 10 years? What's in it for me? It's always got to be what's in it for you in any type of investment, but especially on things where we're trying to get more payment in your pocket every month.
Or just enough to pay the bills.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some of the possibilities. Where are people going and trying to get less risk but more return in terms of cash flow coming up? So we'll talk about that. Take a look what's been happening in some of those areas of investing. In the meantime, you got a question, glad to answer it for you. Here's our radio number. Well, you can call us during the break, and we'll talk to you in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
At Sonic, you'll always find something deliciously different. Sonic is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, you can get everything on their menu all day long. Sonic is also the ultimate drink stop with drink and slush flavor combinations like grape, blue coconut, watermelon, plus 398,926 more combinations to choose from. Stop in from 2 to 4 for happy hour when all drinks are half price. Sonic Drive-In, 2312 South Day. Open Sunday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., Friday and Saturday till midnight. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Experience, dedication, friendly service, and a love for our business and customers. Schulte Farm Services offers all these qualities and more. Our staff is eager to help you buy one bag of feed or 100. We offer years of experience and will help you in any way. Wholesale pricing on our products assure you are always getting the best deal. Schulte Farm Services knows what it takes to make your ranch successful and your visit one you will feel good about. Come see us 2.5 miles north of Independence on FM 50 or give us a call 979-830-1885.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
An experienced roster led by senior quarterback Kellen Mond.
Kellen, gone! Touchdown, Aggies!
The expectations are high in College Station.
Do what we know how to do. Go to work. Hey, family on three. One, two, three.
Join us Saturday, September 26th as the Aggies open up versus Vanderbilt on your home for Aggies football. The Texas A&M Sports Network.
On AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Tony Navarre and Doug Neal, certified financial planners at your service this morning. And by the way, let me give out our office phone number. If you still have questions, we're happy to answer them for you. If you'd like to come in for the free review, see where you stand. Should you be making some moves? What kind of considerations should you be entertaining right now? In your game plan, should you stick to your course? Are there other opportunities like we've been talking about this morning that maybe you need to find out more about? See if they're really fitting in with your overall game plan and needs for you and the people you care about or maybe responsible for. Free review, absolutely priceless in so many ways. Here's our phone number at the office. Give us a call and we will set this up. We do have masks. We do have social distancing capabilities. No problems there. We are always cognizant of keeping you safe as you come in to visit with us. But please make that time to do it now, because going forward, we're going to have a lot of changes. A lot of things are going to be happening over the next few months. And the worst thing is to try and suddenly, Doug, sit up and go, well, I've got to suddenly do something. Maybe make some plans ahead of time and start executing different things of your plan at different intervals and with more rationality and not just in the heat of emotion.
When you have time to think about it. It's coming up here, I think it's October 6th till middle of December, is the Medicare open enrollment period. And if you're thinking about doing something, think a little harder right now because it's coming.
Sure. Now is the time to be checking out the various plans, right? What do they provide? Maybe if you are living or planning on staying in an area where you're closer to a certain hospital group, something like that, maybe their plan, a lot of these larger hospital groups have their own Medicare Advantage type of plan where it's your supplemental coverage. And it pretty much covers everything that your traditional Medicare is not covering.
See, and that eliminates a cost factor to you.
Yeah.
Because a Medicare supplement runs anywhere from $130 to $180 a month. But if you take one of these Medicare Advantage plans, it doesn't cost you anything.
So, but you do have coverage where you are.
Yeah. That's it.
or an adjunct to that particular, let's say it's a big group of hospitals, a big medical center type of thing. Maybe they have outlets in other towns nearby. But again, know that you may be more limited when you go outside of that plan. If you're in the middle of Houston and let's say you've got coverage only in
Houston metropolitan area.
Yeah. And you only have coverage in Brenham, let's say. You have to give that some consideration. Where are you spending your time? Where are you going to be living? All of that before you decide on this stuff.
That's right. We're not recommending that. It's just that if it fits you, it could be the greatest thing ever. And a lot of times it doesn't fit you.
Yeah.
So, but the point being is you need to plan ahead to get these things done. And the same thing with all the financial planning stuff.
Right.
It, take time. It doesn't have to be made overnight. But if you, to me, it's develop a relationship with your financial advisor so that when things change in your life, you got someone that go bounce ideas off.
Well, and again, bouncing ideas, we welcome that. If you want to come in for the free review, we are glad to do that with you. And again, here's our phone number at the office to set that up. And that is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And just make it a time to do it because you this more than ever, I think, if there's a hole or several holes in your plans of what you're doing, where you're going, or maybe you've had a big change, maybe it's a work-related change, maybe it's a member of your family who's needing health care or has had to have health care unexpectedly, bills that are coming up that you hadn't even thought of.
Death in the family.
Yes. All these different things. Please come in, see where your options are, or do some advanced planning so you don't just get smacked by these things and not have a game plan. Again, our phone number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
I want to touch on one thing that if you've been listening to us for a while, you've probably realized we don't talk just investments.
No.
It's just not investments. Golly.
Oh, hey, you have one of those turner offer things.
Yeah,
don't you?
I do.
The
okay.
There? Okay.
Expectations, because if you only talk to a financial advisor for your investments, you're missing out a whole bunch because people hire advisors because they want and need help to get their finances in order, but they tend to fire advisors because they don't get a big enough return. That's a huge mistake.
Well, and we're talking about investment return
correct.
In a portfolio rather than, oh, everything else in their life is all squared away, though.
Yep.
Right? They've got all their insurances. They've got all their retirement planning. They know what they need to do. They've got a map, a roadmap for everything else.
Yes. So you've been listening. When you want a financial advisor, you're looking for a partner, someone that's going to help you develop your strategies, enable you to reach your goals, help you stay out of trouble, participate in good times, and kind of protect from the bad times. Not protect everything, but it kind of helps you out there. So it's more about avoiding surprises and losses than it is about getting rich quick. And if you've been listening to us for a while, that's what we try and talk about. Get your strategy together. What do you need to watch out for? And then the question is, what's available that we can use?
Well, and a lot of our conversations, as we talked about before the break, right, have been about how can I get some yield on my investments? Because right now it's
hard.
Tough. Bonds
and
yield there, yeesh.
We talked about corporate bonds, municipal bonds, any kind of, they're just paying peanuts, and CDs are paying less.
Yeah, even worse than that, right.
And it's not the bank's fault, it's just that interest rates are low.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the environment we're in. So what happens, I don't think, I talked a little bit earlier about the consumer price index isn't going down, meaning things are not going to get cheaper and cheaper in the months and years to come.
Yeah, see, we're pretty low on the expense side of things. Things are pretty doggone cheap right now, right? But unfortunately, when that happens, interest rates go hand in hand with that.
Yep.
They get less and less and less. Somebody asked me about the types of investments that actually help finance municipalities, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing is that in some cases, in some parts of the country, where usually you could do pretty well with those kinds of investments and get a pretty high rate on a tax-favored basis, a rate of return, right, interest payments. Unfortunately, many of those municipalities are in financial difficulty.
Yeah, that's right.
So are they going to pay that amount of money only for as long as they absolutely have to? Anything that's come and due, they're not going to any new bonds they're issuing now? Dirt. I mean, you're making hardly anything.
Yeah.
The same problem with those.
See, and their tax bases are going down.
Yeah.
Especially if you're probably more of a municipality, a larger one, because a lot more unemployment there.
Yeah. They're paying out for services.
Yeah, so they got a lot more money going out than they have coming in. So they're starting to, I know like the city of Houston is having trouble with that. Their tax base is really dwindling. And then now also in this next go around here where they come in, the Harris County Appraisal District is going to come in and revalue a lot of those office buildings a lot less than they used to be. So that tax is going to be less. And so something's going to happen here. So just beware.
Yeah. So again, you know, be aware of these things. How are you going to replace income when you're not getting much out of CDs? Not to say that you shouldn't have CDs.
Right. That's
and
correct.
And bank accounts. All right. You always need to have some safety money. Always. But investing in general, if you're trying to get some yield, has been a very tough thing. Now, are there types of securities out there that still pay decently? Are there types of firms that still pay things like dividends, for instance? And yes, there are. And there are some of those, frankly, that are not going out of business anytime soon.
Right.
And you can think of certain specific areas of the economy, things like utilities. Are you going to do without electricity? No.
Yeah.
Right? Power generation of all kinds. There are different types of other businesses, again, that have a steady income stream. Even though we get rocky points in the economy, they may have a little blip here or there in their share prices, for instance, of those types of companies. But very seldom is there a change in their rate of payment on things like dividends.
Yeah, see, that's now you're starting to get into trade-offs.
Yep.
You know, when you start going with CDs and money market, you know what you're not taking hardly any risk at all.
Right.
But you're not getting very much return. So if you want more return, and now we have portfolios that we've built for people that they're taking the dividends off the individual securities and they pay on a regular basis, but there's no guarantee what that check is going to be on a regular basis because they can change the dividend. They can stop it. They can increase it. So you've kind of given up that sure thing, but some companies have such a good long track record that they're going to keep paying. It's just that you don't know for sure what it's going to be on a regular basis.
So it's still down to risk and return.
That's right.
It still is. But there are ways that you can construct things for your particular needs. What is your income stream need? Mm-hmm. Do you want to have reliance now more on income just coming into a portfolio rather than appreciation in the price of something you've invested in? You know, you've got these things to weigh, and a lot of what you weigh there isn't just, well, I want to make a quick buck. It's I want to grow money over time. In most cases, you've always got to have some part of what you're investing in growing money over time.
So what's your strategy? And we'll touch on, there's a few other things yet that you can find some yield on. There's some trade-offs. Now, this is a topic that can go on for many days. But
yeah, we just, like we said earlier, we just had an overall meeting with our colleagues, and we were all talking about the same thing.
That's right.
So we all have to look under every bush and rock and stone sometimes as well and blend things together, actually.
Yeah, that's
to try and create more yield, but with less risk. The more things you have from different types of investments, the less risk you have instead of just going into one particular thing, spreading the risk around. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come right back from this break. In the meantime, you got a question, glad to help you. Here's our off-air phone number while we're in the break and confidential calls right here to 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
H-E-B knows back to school. It's the place you can pick up crayons for the little one, classroom supplies for the teacher in your life, and everything your college student needs for a home away from home. H-E-B has a complete back to school collection with everything from glue to Purell. And back to school is a busy time. It might feel like you don't have time to shop. So H-E-B is offering free curbside pickup on next day orders now through October. Make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop back to school shop.
We manage properties. We list, we rent, we manage so you don't have to. Renters need a place to live. BrenhamRent.com. Property owners need your property managed. BrenhamRent.com. Business owners need a place to operate your business. BrenhamRent.com. We list, we rent, we manage properties so you don't have to. Stop by and see us. We are located in Bluebonnet Shopping Center next to Wingstop.
Football is in the air, and Nathan's Barbecue is a proud sponsor of today's football game. Washington County gets enthusiastic about watching football and tailgating. This season, tailgate parties will be in the comfort of your backyard. Call Nathan's Barbecue to pick up mouth-watering ribs, brisket, and winning sides, or juicy beef burgers with homemade chips. Nathan's Barbecue in Brenham at 1307 Prairie Lee Street, or call ahead at 979-251-9900. Nathan's Barbecue is still here and going strong with all the friendly, familiar faces you've come to know.
Nothing is worse than driving in the evening with the sun in your eyes. That's why TSO in Brenham offers Costa Del Mar polarized sunglasses all year long. Costa sunglasses offer superior lens technology, unparalleled fit, and durability in prescription and non-prescription. Keep the sun out of your eyes while boating and fishing in their stylish frames that offer UV protection and eliminates glare. TSO's opticians are also very knowledgeable in many specialty lenses. Call 836-1077 for an appointment. TSO is still adhering to all CDC precautions for your safety.
It's Brenham Cubs season opener football this Friday night on KWHI. After a delayed start to the 2020 season, the Brenham Cubs finally get the season underway as they host Magnolia West at Cubs Stadium Friday night on KWHI. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame this Friday night with the Sports Talk Ed Pothel and Tommy Lange. Don't miss the season opener of Brenham Cub football and all season long right here on KWHI AM, FM 101.7 at KWHI.com.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's gonna change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383 or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
KWHI is where the news comes first. I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI. We are committed to bringing you the best news coverage. If news happens in Brenham, Washington County, or the surrounding counties, KWHI will be there bringing you the latest information with local headlines at the top of every hour following ABC News and three major newscasts every day at 7:30, noon, and 5. You'll always stay up to date on the latest news. That's right here on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back. We've got a few minutes left in today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. Hey, we've got three offices. Glad to see you in any of those locations, one in Houston, one downtown Brenham, and another one in Tomball. And we are more than happy to gown up, suit up, mask up, all of those things. We've got our spray disinfectants and everything else. Our concern is that we keep you safe as you come in, and do get that free review. It's more vital now, I think, almost than ever, with so many things going on. We've been talking to generate yield on your money when interest rates are so low. How do you do it and still keep your sanity and not take too much risk, right? So again, if you're worried about those things, or maybe your long-term care, been doing a lot about that lately with people. So many different ways to do it. What's the right one for you and your situation? All of these things and more. Free review. Very, very important. Here's our phone number for that. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right, let's talk a little bit more about yield and conversations we've been having with various people.
We might have to take this up again on Monday, but right now, if you want to find yield, we talked about getting dividends from stocks and or mutual funds types of things. No guarantees on those, and they can change, but that's a source of income without necessarily using up your principal. Another one that's designed specifically for retirement and or for producing income are annuities. A lot of people don't like those, but that's what they're designed to do with some income riders on there.
Well, and just as with stocks, bonds, various other investments, etc., annuities, again, have a place for some people. They're not right for everybody. They're not suitable for everyone. So that's when you really have to have a serious talk with somebody to see where you're invested in everything and how are you going to get that yield, and how, you know, do you have the ability to tie up some of your funds, because that's really what you're looking at with most annuities.
Yeah, there's multiple insurance companies out there, because that's the only place you can get them from, is insurance companies or somebody that represents them. A five or six, or and there's one company we know of that will give you 7% for a period of time income. So you could count on that check coming every month or every quarter for a certain time frame. For some of them, it's as long as you and your spouse live. For some of them, it's a time frame, 10, 12, 15 years, or as long as the interest rate and stuff lasts. So that could be good for a part of your income stream. You know, that's your own private pension is what it amounts to, because here comes the check every month. Pay your taxes, utilities, car insurance. Here comes your Social Security check. That covers some more of it. And then you could do some maybe dividends off of your investment portfolio or your IRA or 401, whatever it happens to be. But there's other ways to find yield, but those have pluses and minuses too.
So it's really a blending of things most of the time.
Yes.
We have found that to be true for our clients. And the thing is, what is the right blend for you? And there are people who come in and say, you know, I've only heard bad things about this investment versus that investment. So I won't even consider it. Okay. Well, then that's off the table.
Yeah.
So that puts us to work on what else can we do here that makes sense for this individual.
See, and that's the thing. We want to be careful, because understanding how different investment tools work can help you sleep better at night. Because if you know you want that guaranteed income coming in or a check for sure, well, that dictates one type of investment. If you don't mind a little fluctuation, okay, that dictates another. You know, we can maybe get something different or a combination of the two. And there's even another one that's tax-advantaged income stream.
Mm-hmm.
There's an annuity out there that will part of the payment is tax-free.
Yeah, and it's a pretty healthy chunk of it, too.
Yeah, it depends upon your age and whatever. But mm-hmm. So there's, if taxes are a problem for you, but you want that income stream, that might be something to look at.
Now, you have to use after-tax money for that.
Correct. So point being, there's right. multiple places. Mm-hmm. It's just, what are the pluses and minuses of each investment? And that's what you got to know.
So you're looking at reward versus the risk of tying up your money a little longer, mm-hmm. or a portion of it. And again, these are all custom crafted solutions, and that's financial planning. It takes in all of what's going on financially for mm-hmm. you and the people you care about before you launch into something, right? Always
yep.
know your options. All right, that's our program for today. Office phone 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.